informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Kim with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Police Service is facing potential challenges to internal discipline cases, despite the government changing the law to validate the unlawful process used to sanction hundreds of officers. Earlier this year, QPS was forced to rescind punishments, including several sackings and demotions, after a court ruled these processes were invalid. Sanctions against those officers were then reinstated in August after the state government amended the Police Service Administration Act to retrospectively validate the process. No appeals have yet been lodged, but the police union is understood to be willing to back officers to challenge the reimposed sanctions.
The Australian Federation of Airline Pilots has criticised the Brisbane Airport noise reduction strategy for being potentially unsafe. The union alleges the move to encourage major international airlines to consider taking off or landing with tailwinds of 2 knots above the limit imposed by the Civil Aviation Safety Authority falls well outside international standards. Aircraft noise has been a hot topic in Brisbane recently, with the Federal Greens pushing for a curfew and a flight cap and repeated consultation with the Brisbane Flight Path Community Alliance.
In national news, new data from Safe Work Australia reveals 16 young trade workers die on work sites every year in Australia. Between 2013 and 2022, 163 workers under the age of 25 died from a work-related traumatic injury. The data shows under-25s were the age group with the lowest number of fatalities, with 55 to 64-year-olds recording the greatest number, with 437 deaths over the same period. CMFEU National Secretary Zach Smith says each one of those deaths was preventable and more needs to be done to protect workers.
255 people have left Israel on organised Australian repatriation flights overnight. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has confirmed that 3 charter flights carrying Australian citizens have now left Tel Aviv for Dubai en route to Australia. Wong indicated that some people cancelled at the last minute, choosing not to take the flights. The government will seek to arrange another flight today, Israeli time, with Wong warning that people should consider that this may be the last flight for the foreseeable future.
In international news, bad news for anyone hoping for a Euro summer. Amsterdam has announced they will be increasing their tourist tax in 2024. A budget released by the city government says the tourist tax will be increased to fund extra spending so that visitors make a bigger contribution to the city. The daily fee charged to cruise ship day visitors will go from €8 to 11, and the nightly fee for hotel rooms will jump by 12.5%.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge...